You've been traveling around the state talking about the business and economic case behind Medicaid expansion. I just want to ask you a little bit about what's the logic behind your decision to push that side of the argument?
Well, we just think it's a smart business decision to make for the state. We've said all along that this process is both an educational process so folks understand how important this Medicaid expansion is, and it's both the smart and the right thing to do. And I think there's a clear business case to be made. I mean, Missourians pay these tax dollars, and if we can get $1.8 billion of our tax dollars back in Missouri so that we can use those dollars to improve the economy and improve health care in Missouri, that's a strong business case. That's why business group after business group is coming on board as part of our strong and growing coalition to move forward on the Medicaid expansion.
Do you think this argument is the best argument to get kind of the opponents of the expansion to go where, to see where you're coming from?
Well, I don't see this as the opponents and the proponents. I see this as an education process for all of Missourians. Public policy moves when Missourians understand it and they see the clear reasons to move forward. But the business case is a strong one. I think we've all seen, the last 4 or 5 years, some challenges in the economy. When you have a chance to add 24,000 good jobs in the first year by just getting back tax dollars that we already pay to Washington, and you have the opportunity then here at the local level to provide health care to people, you're going to have workers get much better outcomes if they're healthy and have preventative care. And I think all of it fits together. That's why the Chamber of Commerce is supporting it, the Ready in Columbia, the Associated Industries, and yesterday we were also in Lee's Summit in Independence, where those chambers and business groups also are joining on in a full-throated way with our coalition to improve health care in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And back when you were Attorney General, you helped bust some record numbers of Medicaid fraud. And as the system, if it does get expanded, how do you kind of suggest kind of prevent more fraud as it expands?
Right. I do think that we'll make sure we have watchdogs on point to make sure there's not fraud in these systems. But I think a lot of the issues that were arisen were in the past were because of the very low reimbursement rates and a very low qualification rates. If we can expand this so that working poor are eligible, I think that it gives us a better chance with more resources to make sure that taxpayer dollars are spent efficiently and effectively.
When you consider the opponent's arguments against the expansion, how much merit do you give them? For example, a lot of them worry about what if the federal government doesn't hold its end of the bargain. Like, what do you say to that?
Well, what I say to that is that I'm certainly willing to put measures in this bill that if the federal government backs up on its responsibility, we'll roll back ours. I mean, I know how to balance budgets, but we'll work to make sure we're protected there. But 3 years of 100% federal dollars has been something that once folks across the country have sat down and analyzed it, it's not about whether you're Democrat or Republican. It's about whether you want your state to move forward. And that's why we were noted that this week Governor Kasich of Ohio joined in the Medicaid expansion. Governor Snyder of Michigan joined in the Medicaid expansion. 2 weeks ago, Governor Brewer from Arizona. So clearly it's an issue that transcends politics when you have these significant Republican leaders calling on their legislators to move forward on it and others. Consequently, we're focused on making sure we educate folks and provide the information here, which I think leads to a clear choice. Spend these tax dollars in Missouri, improve our health care system here, and for working poor, give them the option of having health care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can't deny that it's a very, very expensive system, and do you think, do you think the state can afford 10% of the cost by 2020? Is that workable? Is that possible?
Well, our Medicaid system right now is a 60-40 system in which the state of Missouri pays 40% and the federal government pays 60%. So moving to 100% for 3 years shows us a direct gain to our budget. The first half year, almost $50 million of additional resources will be available for education. And as you get into that first full year, it's over $125 million. A 90-10 match rate is a very high rate. I mean, when we look at the highways, they're 75-25, 50-50 in those situations. And plus, when you look at the economic input of this, output and expectations, we think it's clearly the smart business decision to make. And I think that's why you're seeing business group after business group, education group after education group sign on, because they understand how important the decision is.
Yeah, but it's still $100 million by 2020. That's still a lot of money. I mean, the match it sounds amazing, but it's $100 million,
Well, right, but when you switch your when you're paying things at 60-40, health care coverage for folks in the Medicaid system, and you switch those to 100%, that frees up the 40% the state would otherwise be paying. So you actually gain dollars to use in other areas. That match rate switcher, and it's kind of complicated, but it's very important to understand that even in the worst year, a 90-10 is much better than the 60-40 that we have here. And this, I mean, when you couple that with the economic generation that comes from $1.8 billion a year of cash that comes in essence to our economy. The only question here is whether that, it's not a question of whether that money is going to be spent around the country. It's a question of whether it's going to be spent here in Missouri, because our folks are paying those tax dollars, and the choice in front of folks is whether we're going to receive the benefit of those tax dollars here in Missouri, or whether we're going to let New York and California and Ohio and Michigan spend our tax dollars. If you took Missouri and paying $1.8 billion in taxes, sent those dollars outside the state, let them be used in other places, and rolled back some of the other payments that go to rural hospitals, what you'd have is Missourians paying for other states, which would have a tremendously deleterious effect on the economy here in Missouri.
Sure. Back in 2005, under Governor Blunt, we made huge cuts to Medicaid. From your perspective, how do you think the state has been affected by that?
Well, I mean, on indices after indices, we've seen challenges with healthcare outcomes. When you restrict access, you get challenging outcomes. Now, we've had to work very hard because one place they didn't cut was kids, and we've worked very hard, even though they rolled some things back, to enroll more kids in that Medicaid system under the same guidelines. But the bottom line is that this is a unique opportunity supported by business, education, healthcare leaders to reform our healthcare system. And it's a lot easier to reform it if you have dollars in that reformation than if you have Missourians paying the bills for other states to do the reformation.
Right. Speaking about that, actually, I mean, a lot of people suggest, Tim Jones have suggested transforming the system. Are you willing to consider that?
We certainly want to make this system better at all times. And there's a number of things that you can do to make it better. But you're not going to make it better by not accepting the dollars. I mean, it's not going to get better by having Missourians pay their taxes to give it to Michigan or Ohio or California or New York to let them make their systems better. We have to get the resources back here so that we can improve. And there are a number of things that you can do to improve it, and we look forward to working in those areas. Absolutely.